We are about to remember together in a holy act that Jesus commanded us to do, to remember Him. I want to read a couple passages out of the Psalms, just as we prepare our heart to reflect on what Jesus did for you individually, you personally, each one of us, as He went to the cross to pay our price in full. Psalm 20, verse 5 says, "May we shout for joy over your salvation, and in the name of our God set up our banners." Are you excited?
Yeah.
About Jesus and what He did for you today. Is your heart filled, overflowing with joy in your salvation? Is it worth celebrating about? See, we go to ball games, we go to music concerts, and we yell and scream and wave, get stupid and wave your hands in the air, right? I'm not saying we need to do that, but is your heart overflowing with joy in your salvation? Do you recognize the gift you've been given? Are you excited? I mean, think about somebody that, I don't watch TV, so I haven't seen anything, but somebody that wins the lottery. They get kind of excited about that, I think. It's just stinking, dirty money. And it's going to ruin their life. So don't play the lottery, because everybody that does and wins, it wrecks them. That's free. But they get all excited about dirty, filthy cash. We have been given the gift of eternal life. We have been given the gift of forgiveness of all our sins. We have been given a reconciled relationship with a Creator God who absolutely loves us. Is that something to get excited about today? Is that something to celebrate and worship? These guys up here, this is not a concert. We don't come to be entertained by musicians on a stage. These guys are here to serve us, to facilitate our celebration of Jesus. And I love the fact that half the time I hear you more than I hear them, because you're excited about your salvation. That's why they're here. They're not here on stage to put on a show. They're here to serve us, to lead us in worship of our great King. That's what it's about. We're here to worship. We're here to enter into His presence with singing, with shouts of loud adoration and affection to our awesome, awesome King. May we shout for joy over your salvation. This is interesting. This is Old Testament. This is the King celebrating God's salvation of Him from His enemies. We look at this today from a New Testament perspective, having been saved, having been experienced, not just temporary rescue from earthly enemies. We've been saved from sin, saved from death, saved from hell, saved from our own sin nature. What a better thing to celebrate. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks for bread, thanks for juice, symbols that represent Jesus' body broken for us, juice that represents His blood poured out to wash away my sins, your sins. As you hold those in your hands, as you take those, remember, worship, celebrate, pour out your affections from your heart to the Lord Jesus, and just thank Him for what He's done. Father, thank You. Thank You that You loved us. Thank You that You sent Your only Son to die in our place, to pay our price, to pursue lost sinners, to make us Yours. Thank You that while we were Your enemies, Christ died for us. Thank You that You pursued us. You did a work in our heart to turn our eyes toward You so that we would cry out to You in desperate trust and dependence. A cry for mercy, a cry for help, a cry of faith that simply receives Your gift. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for doing that work in our hearts to rescue us, to save us when we didn't even want saving, when we didn't even know the danger. And thank You, Jesus, that we are secure in Your hand. Thank You, Father, that You will not let us go. Oh, what amazing things we have to celebrate today. Thank You. Thank You for bread and juice that points us back to the cross, where our price was paid, where the victory was won, where we were redeemed. Thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh Lord, we exult in You. We rejoice in the joy of our salvation. We celebrate sweet communion with You. You are here in our presence. What a gift. We remember what You did to make us Yours. His body broken for You. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash away your sins. Drink.